Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Payne and Pendergast is driven by West Point Lincoln of Sugarland. On the Southwest Freeway, exit Kirkwood and take the first U-turn at West Airport under the giant American flag. The best football breakdown is here on Sports Radio 610. The day after every game, join Payne and Pendergast in the loop and the drive on a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday. Game analysis, inside info, and your reaction starting at 6 a.m. on Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday. Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Houston Texans breaking news.
All right, Houston Texans breaking news. There we go. I promise there's breaking news. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. The Pro Bowl nominees are out. Not nominees. The Pro Bowl rosters have been named in the AFC and the NFC.
Designate a word?
Yeah. So there's four Houston Texans that were named to the Pro Bowl. Okay. Texans got four. I put the number at 3.5 earlier this week. You and I went through this yesterday. Yeah, but there's some surprises.
You must be so rich.
You and I went through the ones that we thought had a chance. You know, Derek Stingley Jr., the two defensive ends, Joe Mixon, Nico Collins, the specialist.
I thought Kamari Lassiter might sneak in, even though cornerbacks, it usually takes a little bit of a... they don't get the respect right off the bat, especially when we're in a first-round pick, but yeah.
There are four Houston Texans that have been named to the Pro Bowl. Two named starters. I'll start with the two that have been named reserves. Joe Mixon, not surprising. Okay. AFC running back depth is not... Derrick Henry starting, obviously, or named the starter. And Joe Mixon and Jonathan Taylor were named the backup running backs. I was very excited to see that Nico Collins made it. Nico Collins, a reserve, but the two starters, Ja'Marr Chase... and Jerry Jeudy of the Cleveland Browns. How about that? Cleveland, whose quarterback situation has been a mess all year, got Jerry Jeudy into the Pro Bowl as a starter. So Jeudy kind of realizing some of that potential that was not realized in Denver. Nico Collins and Zay Flowers named the backup wide receivers for the AFC. That's cool to see, man. Nico missed 5.5 games. But when he's been on the field, he's been one of the best receivers in football this year.
You know what's crazy is, Jerry Jeudy he's 13th in receiving in the league right now, at 1,166 yards receiving. Yeah. And, like, everybody above him is either, who is not Ja'Marr Chase, is either a tight end or a wide receiver from the NFC. Garrett Wilson had a little bit more apparent.
Garrett Wilson didn't even make
I'm looking at total receptions instead of yardage. Okay. Dumb rookie mistake.
Yeah,
sorry,
I was wondering
that.
I'm like, damn, that's some tight ends there getting in that 1,000 range.
Yeah, those numbers are received. Jerry Jeudy is 6th overall in the NFL. That makes more sense.
Yeah,
Brian Thomas is above him.
And Brian Thomas didn't even make, and he's a rookie, so maybe he got to earn your stripes. But the four wide receivers, Ja'Marr Chase, Jerry Jeudy, starters, Nico Collins, Zay Flowers, the reserves. Now, the Texans had two players, Seth, named starters to the Pro Bowl.
Okay.
Do you care to take a stab at who they are?
I'm going to guess it's Derek Stingley and Danielle Hunter.
Derek Stingley is correct.
Okay.
Neither Danielle Hunter nor Will Anderson even made the top four edge rushers in the AFC, top three. Three go. And it's hard to argue. Yeah. Myles Garrett, Trey Hendrickson, and Max Crosby. I mean, like, Defensive end in the AFC. If you're making the Pro Bowl, man. Now, I will say this. Both are alternates. They're both alternates.
Uh-huh, okay.
Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson. But no.
They only take three edge rushers? Or
three defensive ends? Yep. Three defensive ends. Yeah.
But are they considered like all three starters?
Two are starters. One's a reserve. The two starters are Myles Garrett and Trey Hendrickson. And the reserve is Max Crosby.
That's messed up, bro.
Yeah.
So the reserve, you're talking about... All right.
Yeah,
are they calling it defensive end or edge now?
Defensive end. It is.
Oh, okay. That's part of it.
NFL.
Depending on your 3-4 or 4-3.
Yeah,
all right.
It's defensive end.
They got to fix that. They just got to start making it edge.
For what it's worth, TJ Watt, they do have outside linebacker listed as a position.
Yeah.
TJ Watt and Nick Benito of the Broncos made it there with Khalil Mack as the backup. But there's one Texan starter left, Seth. So we got Derek Stingley, starter, Nico and Joe Mixon, both reserves.
Yeah. I'm going to guess it's Laremy Tunsil.
It is Laremy Tunsil, made it as a starting left tackle. How does that make you feel?
I expected it.
You did?
He's a good pass protector. So it is what it is. He's a haphazard run blocker. Doesn't do well against big, physical, tough defensive ends, which I kind of like. I don't know. Maybe I'm greedy. I'd like my offensive tackle to be able to handle big, tough, physical defensive ends in the run game. But he's a really good. He's an artist as a pass protector. He's a very, very good pass protector.
Yeah, I guess just to contextualize, he's a starter. Deion Dawkins of Buffalo is the other starter.
Yeah.
And Rashawn Slater of the Chargers is the reserve offense. There's three offensive tackles that make it.
Yeah. No, the whole thing about Laremy Tunsil is it's the sum total of what he is as a player and being as mediocre as a run blocker but awesome as a pass blocker. It rubs me the wrong way in terms of the ethos of the offense. That's what bothers me the most.
Yeah,
and also the fact that he's so bad in space. That he's just as athletic as he is. If he were a bad inline run blocker, but at least when he got out on screens and everything, he was running downfield and seeking people out in open space. But he's atrocious in that regard too.
Yeah.
That's what annoys me. But I totally get why people that are watching mostly as a pass protector outside the city probably they're like, oh yeah, hell yeah, you got to protect your quarterback.
I'll be honest with you, my take on Laremy Tunsil this year has been in terms of the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
And this is, again, without looking at the rest of the AFC. You know, some of it comes down to that. Like, okay, well, who are the other guys? Well, he's better than these guys. I thought that spate of penalties that he had early in the season would kind of ruin him for this year in terms of accolades. It was so drastic and so highly publicized, too. They were playing. It was happening in very prominent games,
That's what annoys me about it is that the other guys who are genuine all-pros, guys who are future Hall of Famers and everything, they get very few false starts. So whenever anybody tried to hop in with he's having a false start because he's trying to time the snap count. Guess who else does that? Those all-pro offensive tackles who might get one or two false starts in an entire season.
Yeah.
Trent Williams, remember I went back and I think it was 3.5 seasons that you would have had to go for Trent Williams to have as many false starts as Laremy Tunsil had in the first six games this year.
That's right, yep.
So part of him being really good as a pass protector is that, he aggressively and selfishly times the snap count to the point where it makes him really good at pass protection. All you have to do is every now and then kill a drive with a false start. Yeah.
Hey, there's nothing about what's happening right now in this segment that is a disincentive for Laremy Tunsil to keep doing what he's doing.
Right, he should keep doing that.
He's
just being an independent operator. Don't do what's best for the team.
Right.
Do what's best for your PFF pass blocking grades.
Getting named to the Pro Bowl every year. Yeah. Again, he's getting... Now,
and he's going to get a huge... Nick will give him another huge contract.
Yeah.
That's the kind of guy we want. Remember, CJ called him a pro-pro.
He's a... No, vet-vet. He's a vet-vet.
A vet-vet. Remember, vet. In CJ's mind, that's how a true veteran operates.
Yeah,
you know?
He's a vet-vet.
Everything that Laremy Tunsil does is that's what you want to emulate, apparently.
This is interesting. So here are the alternates. There's six, and we're going through the NFL has named the rosters for the Pro Bowl. Four Texans made the Pro Bowl. Nico Collins and Joe Mixon as backups, and Laremy Tunsil and Derek Stingley Jr. I'm happy for Stingley. We talked about him earlier in the show. Stingley, well-deserved. Well-deserved. Six Texan players named alternates, which means a few of them are going to play because guys are going to the Super Bowl or guys don't want to play, they're injured, whatever. Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson are literally the next two guys at defensive end. So if anybody bows out, Danielle's in, and if anybody else bows out, Will is in. Tommy Townsend is the first alternate at punter. Kaimi Fairbairn is the fourth alternate at kicker. So Kaimi was pretty far down the list for a guy who's kicked all these 50-plus yard field goals this year. He's fourth alternate, so he's fifth on the list for kickers. Jimmy Ward, fourth alternate at safety. He obviously won't play because he's undergone foot surgery. C.J. Stroud, second alternate at quarterback, which is at the exact same spot he was last year in the Pro Bowl balloting. Are you surprised?
Is there a list of like the total voters, like a ranking of how they were or anything?
I mean, I've got the starters at quarterback here. It doesn't list the alternates. I just have an article that says where the Texans are on the alternate list. Mm-hmm. The starter at quarterback is Josh Allen. The backups are Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson, and it's hard to argue with any of those. I don't know who the fourth alternate would be. Mahomes. I'm guessing is Mahomes and then CJ, I'm guessing.
If you go by, like the QB rankings and everything are all just, they're all over the place these days. It just, like, QBR used to be a pretty good solid one. You felt like, yeah, that matches the eyeball test.
Yeah.
So I'll just pick random. I'll pick QBR randomly.
Okay.
In the AFC, it goes Lamar Jackson, yeah. Joe Burrow, yeah. Josh Allen.
Yeah.
They're all at the top for the entire league.
Okay.
But then I'm going down, 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 down until you get to Justin Herbert, like midway through. It's all NFC until you get to Justin Herbert. And then Tua Tagovailoa after him,
yeah.
Drake May, Trevor Lawrence,
wow,
Jameis Winston.
All with better QBRs than CJ.
Jameis Winston, Bo Nix, yeah. Russell Wilson.
Oof.
Then CJ Stroud.
Okay,
yeah.
You know what?
Just above, CJ's one notch above Aaron Rodgers.
I don't think we should be surprised by this, that CJ essentially is the fifth quarterback, right? There's three that make it, and then there's alternates. He's the second alternate, which is where he was last year. Look, you talk to the Texans in the building over there, and they think CJ has improved in a lot of areas this year.
Yeah.
You know, they think that CJ's having a great year. I think if you know, because a third of it is players, a third of it is coaches. And I, quite honestly, and it's ironic that this is the same group of people that voted Laremy Tunsil a starter, but I think a lot of them look at the Texans and they look at the offensive coordinator and they look at the offensive line. And obviously these people voting, the players and coaches, because the fans didn't do CJ any favors. He wasn't even in the top 10 for fans.
Yeah.
The players and coaches, this tells us, Seth, there is still a very healthy respect level for CJ Stroud around the league.
No, and I think they take degree of difficulty into it.
Yeah.
And it just, even with Justin Herbert, I think there's a little bit of like, okay, but is, you know, it's this looks more like the Justin Herbert that we expect to see, but he's going to have a little of what Harbaugh's quarterbacks had to deal with in college too. Like, all right, is how much as it is the system, the running, et cetera,
yeah.
et cetera.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of them are probably looking at it, like players looking at it. Would I rather have C.J. Stroud or Tua Tagovailoa as my quarterback? Would I rather have C.J. Stroud or Bo Nix as my y'all? I'm just coming up with the names you said are ahead of him in QBR. I think the answer to a lot of, you know, if we're drawing something from this Pro Bowl voting that's relevant to the Texans, I think there's a lot of players and coaches around the league that still have a very, very high value on C.J. Stroud.
Right, I think now. I am surprised that either Danielle Hunter or, and part of that is because they call it defensive end instead of edge rusher, but I thought that either Danielle or Will would get it.
I did too.
But you know what? Like, I don't think either of those, you know, Will would love to get a Pro Bowl nod. I'm not saying that, but I don't think it's what he's fixated on.
No.
In this defense, is a tough nut to crack in trying to figure out just how good they are, because there's some things they do really, really well. And I know there's various rankings that have them in like top three in the EPA and the pressure rate, all this or that. The fact of the matter is they allow the other team to score too much. Like, that's hey, Seth, what's the advanced stat that's keeping them from being a genuinely elite defense? How about being the worst in the league at allowing passing touchdowns?
Yeah.
It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah,
and they're around 10th or 11th in scoring defense or wherever they are right now. So they're not a genuinely elite defense, but they do a lot of things really, really well. It's just there's still another step they need to take to where all of a sudden, you start getting guys that maybe shouldn't be in the Pro Bowl, but they're in the Pro Bowl because they're such a good defense. That's going to be the determining factor on a lot of these guys.
All right, we'll get back to the topic we had teased, but the Texans in the Pro Bowl, that was worth a discussion for sure. What did C.J. Stroud get his offensive line anything? And if he did, does it line up with some of the gifts that are in this article in The Athletic? Some of them are crazy. Some of them I don't know if I'd want if I were an offensive lineman. We'll tell you what they are coming up next.